Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, finding support from reducing costs to adding value. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Recording this while in Ada, Oklahoma. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote for BIC Magazine, published November 2014. You can find it in print format by visiting the magazine's website, or you can go to proactsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. Here we go. Finding Support, From Reducing Costs to Adding Value by Sean M. Galloway. Do you view safety as a cost center or a value contribution to the organization? What about your operational leadership? What should you do if you find yourself supporting those who do not support you and your efforts? The answer often lies in what people see value in, your role in it, and how you are selling the value of safety. Yes, you need to sell safety if you desire more than compliance behavior. Increasingly, companies are realizing not just the altruistic aspect of safety, but also the significant business costs of poor safety performance. Many of our clients will not do business with any vendor, regardless of its service offering, if that business has a poor safety performance. One CEO recently stated, quote, "Safety performance is an indicator of company and leadership capability of managing important aspects of the business. If you can't do safety well, what else aren't you doing well?" End quote. While this support for safety results by the executive leadership is admirable thinking for the safety professional, caution is advised, as an exclusive focus on safety lagging indicator performance can drive the wrong behavior in many well-intending leaders. For example, if achieving zero injuries is our only goal, let's punish those who report it and we'll achieve zero injuries. Obviously, this is not ethical. Results themselves are of value, but how they are achieved is often more important. Great managers not only lead others to great performance, but they also have profound insights into how the results were achieved, safety or otherwise. This led many new organizations to explore their safety excellence strategies and realize they really don't have any. How much value is lost there? The value of fewer injuries, incidents, and regulatory issues is easy to affix a cost savings to. But when you start to see the value of safety excellence and contributions to the business strategy, new value opportunities emerge. Consider this. If the safety strategy is purposeful, yet not too aggressive, it allows for business growth and everyone wins. If it's too aggressive, it constricts growth. If the safety strategy is too weak, reactive, hard, or soft, safety costs will follow the growth strategy as the safety professionals mop up the financial as the financial decisions are executed. Think of the unforeseen employee and regulatory costs that could have easily been vetted out if safety leadership played a role in the due diligence process. There are many ways to determine the value that safety provides, but it takes having an educational process, sharing information, and understanding what others are doing and why they are doing it to truly gain the right insight. Leaders need to see the cost of safety excellence as a value-added service to the organization, how it helps productivity and client acquisition, and not view it as cost centers to manage. To facilitate this, focus on two aspects that will increase the perception of value of safety within most people, from leaders to temporary workers. One, is it as efficient as it could be? Look at safety efforts. Is it efficient or is there unnecessary waste? Two, does it capture and deliver value for its customers? If we aren't delivering value, we have cultures of have to rather than want to. Ultimately, we must realize with all the great intent, you can't make people care and you can't force an epiphany. If they are not open to a new way of thinking, others will be. This is why I will only work with executives who demonstrate they truly care about the people, not just the numbers. Life is too short to spend your time frustrated with those who simply don't care. Find leaders who want to be efficient in safety and deliver the customers new, exciting value every day. Then, everyone wins. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.